For the third year running, the champions of Zimbabwean football will be crowned on the last day of play as the two leading teams, ZPC Caribbean Dynamos, are separated by only 2 points, with only one game remaining. The winner will only be known at around 16:45 p.m. on Sunday as the title race goes to the wire. But events on the ground suggest that ZPC Caribbean win the championship. Their fans are ecstatic about the status quo. Miriam Mashayamombe shares with us the mood in the ZPC camp. The team that was promoted into the Premiership this season only needed a draw against Capes United in their game at Gwanzura Stadium. But coach Saul Chaminuka said they are going all out for victory to prove that they are the real champions of Zimbabwean football. In fact, Chaminuka, whose team beat their closest rivals Dynamos home and away, believed they should have wrapped up the title long back had they used all the opportunities that came their way.
I tell you, I keep talking about that. I think we could have won maybe 2-3 other games here.
But Chaminuka has to be warned that the title is won when the final whistle has been blown, as Dynamos can still win the title should they win against Saumain and ZPC Starter in their game against the Green Machine. Dynamos coach Kalisto Pasua is not promising much, but says they are taking the game against Saumain as any of the matches they've played this season.
Yeah, like I've been preaching every day, we take every game as it comes.
While the league championship race looked like all but sealed, the fight for survival is at its most intense, with six teams, Triangle and Chapungo on 37 points, Buffaloes on 36 points, Harare City and Shabani Mine on 35 points, as well as Black Rhinos on 34 points, all facing the chop. The most interesting fixture is the Midlands showdown, in which Triangle and Shabani face each other, with the team that loses likely to go down the drain. But Shabani Mine supporters believe their team is in the Premiership to stay. Chapungu travel to Hatfield grounds for a date with troubled Highlanders, and a loss for the Air Force of Zimbabwe side will leave them in serious danger of being relegated. On that premise, Chapungu could also be joined by another Defence Forces team, Black Rhinos, who face already relegated but stubborn Band Rovers at Rimuka Stadium. It would be cruel for the Kaduma football followers not to have Premiership action 2015, but the truth is that Rhinos have not been playing well to the extent that even the 3 points against Bantu Rovers can still not save them. Most Chungas Buffaloes look safe with a home game against Wange, while Harare City, on the strength of their performance in the Chibuku Super Cup final, can survive with a win over Chicken Inn. That is the Premiership. But the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations ghost has refused to die. The football family has accused the Zimbabwe Football Association of embarrassing the nation by bidding towards the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations when they knew that Zimbabwe did not meet the set-up criteria to win the bid. One of the requirements was that the bidding nations should have at least have hosted a cup tournament, but Zimbabwe have not done so, raising questions as to why ZIFA took the time to enter Zimbabwe's name in the race. More importantly was the fact that Zimbabwe did not have up-to-standard facilities, hence it tried to lure Zambia and Botswana in a joint bid. Football critic Kelvin Mapasure speaks out.
Even have the stadium. The fact that we had to try and coax Botswana and Zambia for joint bids means that we as a country were not even ready.
Soccer fan Oliver Vembo says ZIFA got it wrong by trying to make the impossible become possible.
I think for us, we're actually trying our luck too far, because it was actually a situation of misplaced priorities.
This time, Zimbabwe tried to win the right to host the Nations Cup, having lost out in 2004 and 2008. But the 2017 bid had nothing in common with previous attempts, as it was thrown out right at CAF's doorsteps. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.